Hello and welcome to Monday morning meditation with Geeta Sarvadarian. Today we will complete our meditation that we started from this book, Inner Potentials by Torkel Sarvadarian. This is a full seven-part meditation given at the end of the book called How to Actualize Your Full Potential. And as you remember, we've been doing this meditation a few steps at a time for this entire month of August. Today, we will complete all 16 steps. So I will guide you through it. And whenever you want, you can pause the video and go ahead and sing the song you are going to sing to your full heart's content, loud and joyful, so that you really experience that inner release. Let me read once again for us that beginning paragraph that makes this work so compelling. Torkel writes, throughout experiences, I found that acts of daring and courage consume a great amount of blocked and accumulated energy within our aura. So acts of daring and courage, even in our meditation or visualization, they are important. And when you carry them out physically, that's even better. If they are carried out through creative imagination, visualization, and identification, actually, when an inner urge to dare and to be courageous is blocked, like when we stop somebody and say, don't do that, by circumstances, an inner tension builds up and becomes trapped in the aura. Trapped courage or daring turns into fear, into hatred, into isolation, or into violent action. So we don't want these pent-up energies in us, and for this reason, we are going to do this entire exercise. Remember, this section contains seven exercises, and Torkel tells us that he recommends to do one per week, the entire thing per week. So let's go ahead and do this first exercise completely today. So take a deep breath and sit up straight. And put a nice smile on your face and make sure you don't put your head up too high, but rather put your chin down a little bit and have no fear. Take a deep breath. Relax. This is going to be a nice experience for us. No fear whatsoever. First, visualize yourself standing in the light of your transpersonal self. Your transpersonal self can be visualized as a condensed light passing into your thought world, into your emotional world, and into your physical body, and flooding them with rays of light. Remember, your transpersonal self is your guardian angel or solar angel. And just see that beautiful light that is always guiding you, protecting you, watching over you, helping you lifetime after lifetime, and stand in that light. And then take that light and see a greater radiance around your body. So you're taking it in and just growing in light. And visualize yourself as beautiful as you can imagine. Build a beautiful physical body. Add no worries. Please remove all worries and concerns and self-deprecations. No self-criticism here. You are going to visualize a beautiful physical body full of self-confidence. Emotions that are serene, loving and beautiful and trusting. And your mind is clear. Clear and taking in that light from your guardian angel. Create that inner focus. This is self-confidence. Now hold that thought as you imagine a big stage in a huge hall with thousands of people sitting in the audience. Look at the colors of the curtain. the walls, the people, and the lights. Make it real. You are a singer, and you are dressed in a very beautiful blue outfit. Maybe it's a blue gown for the ladies, blue shirt, tie for the men, anything you want with that brilliant sky blue in it. Your hair is beautiful. You're relaxed. Now visualize a piano at the middle of the stage and slowly see the curtain rising and a roaring applause from the audience. They are expecting you. And come to the front of the stage and stand in the spotlight. It's beautiful applause. Nod to your pianist and let the music start. And start to sing a beautiful song that you love. You have no fear, you are at home, happy and beautiful, and your song flows out of your heart. Let's go ahead and do this. I will sing in my mind with you. I am singing, Beloved Lord. At the end of your song, see the audience applauding for a long, long time and go off stage and come back again and let them continue applauding. Feel completely at home and self-confident. Now you are going to sing a second song, a joyful, beautiful song. Go ahead and sing it. Keep singing, don't be afraid. Now at the end of your second song, see the audience on their feet, applauding and screaming, bravo, brava. A few young boys and girls climb on stage and they want to hug you and bring you flowers. See tears in their eyes. And see a few drops of tears coming from your eyes and express gratitude and love to everyone. Let the curtain fall and see yourself alone on the stage. You are happy and relaxed. And you have the feeling of a great accomplishment. You overcame shyness. You are self-confident. Visualize a beautiful angel in a white dress and with wide wings appearing in front of you and offering you a bouquet of flowers. Any kind of flowers you like. Accept those flowers, hug and kiss the angel, express great joy for the recognition of your talent, and feel that your songs are now accepted by invisible beings as well. So you see, your imagination now is expanding into the invisible world. Let the angel disappear, go off stage, rest a few minutes. Let everything settle down. And then get up again and see the curtain rising. And once again, you come up to the spotlight with full confidence. And you again sing a third song with all your love and strength and deep expression. Go ahead and sing it. At the end of the song, see people applauding for a longer period than before. Let a beautiful little girl bring you flowers, roses, anything you like, and accept it with deep graciousness. And let the curtain fall once again. See yourself on the stage surrounded by hundreds of people who express their feelings and admiration. And hear at least 10 clear, precise statements from the people on the stage. 10 of them. I'm going to give you a chance to do all 10 before we do our last prayer. And I'm going to say it with you. Hear from them how you made them feel. Now go backstage and find yourself quiet and alone, feeling wonderful. You are with yourself now, full of light, full of hope, full of optimism. And let us say the beautiful mantra of beauty. O giver of light, the cosmic beauty, permeate my whole nature with thy rays. Kindle the flame on the altar of my temple, so that I may live as a beam of light in beauty until the sunset of the day of my life. A quiet, silent Om. Thank you for joining me. This was a really fun month for me. I love these exercises. I had forgotten how powerful they are. If you have this book, do these exercises. If you don't have the book, get it now. It's a beautiful book, Inner Potentials by Torkham Sayadarian. I wish you to have full confidence and joy in your life. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next Monday. Bye for now.